I want to read some songs from a book of songs, songs 1 to 30, just published of mine. This is song 8. And suddenly find yourself in it, the thing men love. Foursquare the city, sweet of location, convenient to all measure. Who set a guard at one end and a pitchfork at the other. That's enough to our... That's enough to know of our theology, teleology, the way they wanted to go down to hell. But from these stars, cleansed of afflictions, a ladder, and enough for us, the feet, size 15, we goat-foot, slew-foot poets, long in the never mind, and the sun rising, goddammit, all over the city. Who would have thought it could be beautiful again? Only a fool pretends he leaves the best part of himself in a woman. The truth will out. City, open to the residents whereof, that would be paradise, I mean, to walk the streets of your own blah blah and not get your head shot off or your purse, dignitas hominum, gnawed through by the merchant. From the beginning even until now, only two classes held rule among men, warriors and merchants, priests among the latter. Until even now, when the sword stretches out from the comptor and the general and the banker are one flourish of evil in men's faces, also did Khufu pay his employees in onions and wheat and what ever passed for cash in his cash box, made them to rent houses in the suburbs and taxed it back to himself again. Big house. Pharaoh. And did Mr. Forrestal jump out his nut house window, thrust by a cold, sane vision in the dead air over a capital? Money is army and navy. We had fought this war too for the good of the bankers, Imperious Oil in Sumatra, 1940. They never drilled a richer wildcat than Cordell Hull, from whom all money flowed. FDR, we will fight to save Sterling. Soon enough, and forget the blood. The blood sought a woman's body to hide itself in. Psalm 10. The mythologies and what happens after when there is mourning. Gray avenues endure the long trucks, and the hero jerks off on a subway platform, quiet as a meadow with no birds, his hand fluttering through the torn pocket, his eyes on the cold rail. It is mythology and the last legends of the beautiful. Man marries himself beneath the earth. Past this gate, there is no wedding on the surface, no giving in marriage. Down the immense tunnel of his guilt, the two red eyes of his Savior open. The world of men rushes to meet him up the veins of the morning. And this is Song 14. The masters and those who move masterless through the work, world, ankh to them. Endless life and that jolt of the wheel sends them off it. This is for the anguished journeymen who have no masters. Blindly, brave, they eat the world. Their eyes are the most live creatures on this planet, living beings who see to move. I would be of their number and of their dumbness, beauty, the chiefest of their mistakes. Formal ode in the mode of ankh, song of the sandal strap, girt for the going, they go everywhere they shouldn't. Their health is pestle alive in mortar, their strength, sapling or bullwhip cracked. In the articulate air, there are men who have walked closest to the angels, but will not be mastered. They burn in Venus's green fire, Noga, the good man pouring clean water from his jug, pours black corruption in the well, from which these masterless refine new blood, drink blood. A process for Kenneth Anger of going where you want to go and make the world be there when you come. A process for Edward Kelly of living your blood to the end and dying with no comfort. Behind any light there is light, behind any color there is light. A dance for Timothy Button and Barbara of being mountains and valleys, being earth and being each thing that is on the earth and being vulnerable as earth. Ode in the measure of the eye of Horus, which is the resting place of those who do not rest, and the sun struck on the flint of the horizon. Sandal slipped on and slid off, footsore, footsore, the sun dance. They go where it is to go. A god is goer and goad, who travels everywhere and is his road. Politics. These are poems. I'm reading for the rest of this poems from June to October of last year. Carefully, alone. This is from June of last year. What I ask of you is for you to be initiate of yourself and be the sage, but a tongue, no roadmaps. But just be there, by the jack, pine, or the Oregon laurel. Bays grow along the ground sometimes, trunk horizon branches vertical or rank of utterance, sometimes up from the land. Chill wind behind the sun, fortress, a blend of dreams, or not to pry up the stone seals your dream, and not know behind the famous pump house, and not know the insolent old men who fear our speech. And at night the flowering cornel with moon on it, fill the hallway window, snow, stars, light, softened. And at Kisana scope, 40,000 times the light, night finally turned day as the mothers dreaded. But at night the dogwood, the hall, paranoid recall of the old men who lyrically, the weak, dissolve, make us weaker still. Spell all words aright and banish dream. As not conspiracy, but a persistent movement described east to south to west over the imaginable body of a woman, thus encompassing our radials, thus touching us. This sky, this inkstone from which our minds have been painted, spangles of her dress and that dark we take for words. What else black on white but message we might hope to read in the darker library of the head? And this publishing woman, arched over, is never out of our hands. Now when I look at the two of you, I see the first part of the zodiac building itself, your bodies and your attentions, how you with your first fire was as well his cow or ox or horned hungry animal keeping the cool of earth. And you led your ox into the air and knew her with double knowing, a woman, and taught her double knowing, and the two of you in your arms enclosing the shell of the grail, which is one thing always and only, isn't it? Everything else in the one womb of. Now how shall I suppose the woman, arched over our company, is naked yet, when nakedness is all messages read, understood over and in? To strip is to read her, read all her words. For Timothy and Harvey, July 68. This is called An die ferne Geliebte. To the distant beloved. It's the title of a Beethoven song cycle, a very early Beethoven song cycle nobody listens to. I don't much listen to it myself, but I like the title. And the distant beloved in the title is, you know, the far woman, the star woman, the woman off beyond. And I had been reading a book by a man named Terence called Babylonian Astrology, in which he, I think not very plausibly, but it turned me on, relates the mixture of Sumerian, Babylonian god names Ea, Enki, Enlil with Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto in modern astrology. Ea then being, as Uranus is, air, electricity, radiation god. Enki then being, as Neptune is, a fluid god, god of, you know, aether in some way. Enlil being Osiris or Pluto, the god of the underworld. Ea, Enki, Enlil. Air over sea over. Who is that rapt figure on the white throne, gesturing back into the western lands? The cycle. The world was ever a garden. Did Williams know that? Did he abide the unrich nerve-sick lives gave images for poetry? Not Charles, old Dr. Bill. Did he know what Sophocles knew, that the beauty is in the anguish, chosen, not the evasion of? Even if it meant letting the wife know you're fucking the ears off every, no, not everyone. Male is odd. Air on air, we live on what comes through air. Enki, who see, he said, was garden. Enlil, he never knew until you stood before that throne. Old Osiris said, tend my garden. Ea, fruit fly on my table. No, the song was above the anguish, or only about it. Was Pindaric, sang of the exceptional, found triumph, found no triumph in the vanquished. But no one is beautiful who cannot talk to me, no matter what mouth, what merciless beauty. And so it is on July 4th, the inhabitants of Annandale march up the road in cool sun, a fife, a drum, a plastic kazoo, a Stardust pistol, a Union Jack, held by an elegant fag, an American, early American flag by a girl, flag, Ea the fife, Enki the drum, Enlil the flag of the western sky filled with dying stars, stars being born. Suns returning to their places and the world begins again in Stuart Nova's Ordo Seclorum. Fruit fly, graceful on air, a marching band, 10 men and 2 women, one of whom for Williams's eyes and mine, in tight white jeans, our eyes on her, mine following his, following the imperious globes, the yardstick proper, potent, addressed. Fruit fly, what is sweet is everywhere, is here, and all the beautiful women I will never fuck do not diminish me, fruit fly, or themselves, secure, apart, each thing itself apart, the ends of the world held firmly in mind, fucked. Fruit fly, have you been fucked? Apostrophe to a bug. Ea holds you in his air. Osiris lets the drum continue, marking our time. We march back to the biosphere. O beautiful star woman, distant beloved, open your robe away, open on the other side, where life abstains from chemical, where your poets enter an absolute mystery of death and leave no wisdom. Oedipus, family man, unseriöser, anständiger Mensch, Gimp, Oedipus cannot heal even the bickering of his children, but walks into mystery and the ground trembles. He is unseen, a blessing on the land, a Moses who made it. Absolute fact of his penetrating, leaving no story behind beyond, he was here, he is not anymore. But the sun on Annandale is beautiful. Maple and ailanthus shade my house. The girl plays up the road. She filled her clothes, made music, insane with dialectic. Who cares? Fruit fly through the smallest mesh of screen. Enter my house unwelcome. Unseen, hover, taste a sweetness I cannot imagine on the orange peel, the brown slipped skin of the banana. In our dark, taking death bravely, my ham fist waved or my pressed thumb, knowing no other garden than here where death mows the lawn, the smell of cut grass sweet on the evening air. I've been writing for normally when I write anything for a couple of years, it becomes very long indeed. But I've been writing a poem called The Book of Hagar for about 2 years, and it's become very short. And there are only 5 sections of it, very, very small. And I want to read the 4th section. Hagar is the mother of Ishmael in the Bible. She is the bondservant who got used by the patriarch and then sent away on her own business because his proper wedded wife and Jewish mother couldn't stand the bondservant there anymore. And Hagar becomes emblematic to me of the woman in the world who is first girl in the world, the woman who is herself moving out into the deserts of openness, carrying her child Ishmael, who will become the parent of a barbarous people, I mean, a people who are still giving us trouble. The Muslims consider themselves, the Arabs consider themselves the children of Ishmael, who are not barbarous and yet act barbarous, that Hagar sets out in the world a woman clearly with nothing but her cunt really in her body to work with, and who exposes herself thus angelically, vulnerably to the world, And this woman is still the woman of our world, and more the woman of our world. This is the fourth section of Hagar, the book of Hagar 4. Light came together. Through the trees, the sapphire began. Sky drying of day. Her body, lean virtued, lunges through dark. She has come everywhere, not home. Is rage, silence, slinks through the trees. Is woman, is mine. The sign of woman, the vesica piscis, pointed ellipse squared to the large lozenge of heraldry, the four apexes of the diamond, six vertices of the octahedron. Come home at four, minutiae of language, at four. The word's slow, but follow it, turn and turn, don't force. To be fucked awake and fucked to sleep, the woman I mean, hiding in my mind, and all her friends, naked as she, are dancing before her. Artemis loves company. Venus alone, where her priestesses do not come. They hide her body in their dancing. Hide her from me. Now four are the crystals of gold and silver, carbon, diamond, the burnt woodblock, hollow to take crystal. The blowpipe forces air into fire. The intensity plays on the rock grains, fused to a kind of glass, and yield their color. The heat's on. The girl comes across from the heart of the tree, Laurus nobilis, gold tree, who fled the sun, turned silver into the moist caves of photosynthesis. The soul, longing to be wet, comes home. Not home, it is death for the soul to be wet. She fled the sun, meant something else, knowing no meanings. Dogs bark, the moons, beggars come up the road. Their wits are white, their bells ring. This is the Caterpillar, of which Eshelman is the editor. This is its latest issue, of which, 30 copies have come to the West so far? Now, I have some slender connection with it, but I can still be objective enough to describe it as the richest poetry magazine that has appeared in America since the 1950s, when the Black Mountain Review was operative. I mean, it's just fantastic how long we've waited for a poetry magazine in the United States, like for years and years, when mimeography was the proper vector of our energies. And then something else happened. This is a poem called The Tower. I'd given a reading at the opposite end of the world from here, at Bowdoin in Maine, off on the Atlantic coast. And I read there in midwinter. Maine is a great place to be in midwinter. I mean, it's really snow up to here. And Maine is very flat, you must understand, and they had put up in Bowdoin, where they have all this immense flat space, a tower 17 stories high. And that was the only thing higher than a man is, essentially, between Boston and the North Pole. And in that tower, we were given the tower suite because we were visiting poet and lady. Anyhow, so the tower is actually a male dormitory. That's what it turned out to be. And there it is, right up, standing in Maine, and all the senior males lived in it, and we were up on the top. The tower for Button. Three islands in the sea. I'm talking here about the islands I look out at the tower. This is a part of a sequence of poems, really. But it's printed here nakedly. But when you look out from the tower, you can see the Atlantic coast and the islands in Penobscot Bay. Three islands in the sea, she and her and me, three islands in the sea, Atlantic himself out there over the edge, the land we've just these few million years come in from the wet. We'll be back, dolphins, be back. Three islands off the coast of Maine, I am a man, I am a woman, I came here to find bread, make bread, bake bread. Make bread for Kali Yuga, credit, not money. For Kali Yuga, when the house has glass walls, the tower stands detectably up. Everything can break, everything built to fall. I fall for you day after day, fur around your cunt the brightest center of my eyes this morning, third eye for the fourth age, pale as you are, your Kali, Kelly's Shakti, white woman with dark eyes. So the window, the money is all we've got, the time, the house under the mountain, who hath time enough hath none to lose, face of a clock standing there 200 years to give me that instruction, took the clouds, drift to sea, maybe four islands, one darker, a shape against the outbending coast, Poseidon weather, just above freezing, everything flows. Kali Yuga, credit, nobody bakes bread, but the first three ages are man's, and this last the age of woman, where her cunt finally takes over, and we go from there, and wind up always here. My cock learned tantra of this yuga. The cat is brave, runs through the door, then stops to look at where his feet, obedient to his hunger, have taken him past caution, out where there might be meat. Down there, yellow house, green trim, gray house with snow. 16 floors down will I start like Bruckner, counting leaves, to turn everything to number and number to music. The natural world frozen in human will. More girls, more girls, no girls allowed. This male tower alone with its sunrise. The world is stone, stone grows. Kali Yuga, age of salt, skeletons locked in Yab-Yum, embrace beyond the flesh, we learn to fuck bone. Gray clouds over us, the white over the sea, gone to our home, brightness. Thin women, beautiful in how they move, stripped down to that least, most movement, dark flesh inside you, the way you move. And let me end with this poem, called Dartmouth Sutra, pretentiously for Andrew Leti, who is a political anarchist at Dartmouth. And at Dartmouth, which is a college in America, they also had some political shenanigans going on. Their form of it took 40 students, that is 1%, 1/10 of 1% of the student body, went out and linked arms on the steps of the library prevent a marine recruiter from coming in. So the 1% of the student population grew that active in politics and the place blew up. You know, so, and Leti was made the victim of it. And in some curious way, I make him the victim of it in the poem too, because he is a self-declared anarchist, and I think the anarchist perhaps is better off dissembling. You know. The anarchist en frac, or the anarchist in the business suit. You know. To be in time is to be an elite, an elder of Zion, an owner of many camels. Mr. Leti, you are an anarchist, a moral oligarch, I hear myself say. Where is the train blowing now down 89, 91, 93, 95? Oh, Mr. Leti, your red-dressed wife, blonde and such bones in her face as beautiful, said, I don't belong to anybody. So can I call her your wife, who was sunrise in New Hampshire? The moral compulsion of anarchists, hammers at the door, income tax of the spirit, school taxes of the uneasy academic conscience, they come in envelopes, they sit down at the door. What hangs in my mind is the 40 boys holding hands on the Dartmouth steps. It takes a revolution to get us to touch each other. Linked arms, they called it, to keep the recruiter out. Oh, Mr. Leti, I have eyes for the woman calls herself your wife and belongs to nobody. I've got eyes on the army and the army of against the army. I've got my eyes on Letty's lady he lays no claim on, I've got skin for. And yet I wouldn't hold you to that manifest. I wouldn't take her from your good mutual usefulness. The way her face kindled when you talked, and she belonged to your intelligence when you landed foot first on some comfortable backwardist acrobat of politics. We beget the reality of revolution in the bodies of many women. Orozco saw it plain 30 years ago on your library walls. Money kills bodies. Money does not touch. Go for the money and strangle it where it rises, in you or in me, your sealskin shoes, my poet fee. On the wall, the proud buttocks of the victim, bodies of the fallen, still shapely, still full of juice. I come back to a simplicity. When we love each other enough to live with us, because we are here and belong to each other, because there is no one else. Thank you.